This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Two students shot last week in Evergreen High School remain in the hospital, one in critical condition. Now, survivors of previous shootings are speaking out about gaps in trauma care. Heather Martin is a survivor of the 1999 Columbine shooting and co-founded the Rebels Project. She says funding for grief counseling often runs out too quickly.
We do need long-term support. And that's long after the cameras go away. Especially funding is difficult to come by, particularly in Columbine. Like, our funding, I think, dissolved within 3 years.
Martin says processing this type of trauma often can take months or even years. She hopes as the Evergreen community grieves, the state will step up and ensure support is widely accessible. A new climate study finds eastern Colorado is probably drying out faster than the western slope. CPR's Sam Brash.
Alex Reg Stebbins is the lead author of the study and a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. She says climate models show the Front Range is likely losing moisture, even as it gains population.
If we don't change the way we use water, cities like Denver, Boulder, and Longmont, Colorado Springs are going to become more and more dependent on water that we take from the west and pump to the east.
The study suggests western Colorado is also drying out, but not as quickly. A trend towards arid conditions on either side of the Continental Divide also means less water in the Colorado River for cities like LA and Las Vegas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And I-70 westbound is back open this morning after a fatal crash shut down the highway near Holly Street in Denver for several hours. A driver rear-ended an RTD bus and was later pronounced dead, according to Denver police. This is CPR News and KRCC.